Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Friday, Early Edge family, and welcome to the show. We've got a lot going on right now. We've got a lot of sports to cover: soccer, basketball, baseball, a lot of baseball picks today. And of course, I'll give you a PGA pick. Everybody in the chat, thanks for being in there. I see you, Maestro. I see you, Bradley Jacobs, Eric David. Go ahead and hit the like button if you can. A couple things to take care of before I bring in the stars of the show. Let's take a look at the recap screen real quick. All right, we got three green check marks and four X's, 3-4, not where we want to be. We got to have a winning record. We'll turn that upside down, if not then some. I will say this, though. If you're a watcher of the Early Wedge, which I trust every single one of you are, and I'm not being facetious here, I think all of you watch the Early Wedge Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. We hit Akshay Bhatia, first round leader, 65-1. We will take that to start off a tournament, and hopefully we'll do it again at the Masters. Don't forget the Masters show next week. It's not going to be Tuesday. It's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. Speaking of shows in your feed, we have got an NFL show that's going to be in your feed later today. It's the NFL Draft Preview Part 2. Part 1's already in your feed. Part 2's not going to be live, but you'll see it in your feed later on today. So take a look out for that. We're not as far away from the draft as you think, and there's plenty to bet on, plenty to consider as we lead up to that. All right, we got all that out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a Friday, and you know what that means. That means the energy is raised just a little bit, and I'll tell you right off the bat, we're missing one of our guys today, but we've got somebody to fill in. I think you're going to love it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Big Pick Energy Friday. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, Buckets is flexing. Sleeveless Buckets is flexing. I absolutely love that. Sniper is here. McClure's reading his book. And Danny Brasco. Now, we're down Chip Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. He is traveling. You know how busy he is. Hopefully, we'll have him next Friday. But last week when this happened, well, I didn't know where to pivot, to be honest with you. And I went to Danny Brasco, and I got to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, it kind of paid off. So, Danny, no pressure. Going right back to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, C, and I'm fired up on a Friday. We got Mike McClure in the building, John Buckets, Matt Snyder, the sniper, and of course, the host extraordinaire, C. and Najad. Guys, personally, didn't love my showing last week, so I'm bounced back Brasco today. And I also had food poisoning earlier in the week. I think the bookies sent out a hit on me. So I got the whole crew in the building today, and we're coming back to them in a major way. Big Pick Energy Friday, baby. Let's go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was pretty awesome. Buckets, I see you're reacting to that. How you feeling?
I'm good, Danny. I got to ask, what did you eat that gave you food poisoning? Because I pick that stuff up like once a month trying to cook at home, so I'm always curious what people do.
Oh, you compromised yourself then. I think it was a chicken sandwich at a bar because three of my friends also got. So, yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah, Buckets, you're going to want to cook your food when you cook for yourself. That's a nice little tip for you. Matt, Snyder, Sniper, we were going to start off with you, but you still haven't shaken off this miserable Matt theme, so that's why I went to Danny Brasco again.
Okay, no argument there. I was just wondering how Buckets actually poisons himself once a month, so it'll take me a second to
recover. Matt, I'll tell you the last time I found out there's a recipe online called beef or steak tartare, which is like raw meat with a raw egg on it. And so I went to Costco and I bought ground beef and just put a raw egg on top of it, and that did not work.
That makes sense.
Eric David says, Buckets, you can't eat your chicken medium rare, just FYI. Yeah. Mike McClure, I didn't get a chance to look at the book you were reading. Was that like an actual book? What was that?
It is an actual book, Sia. This one is Skin in the Game, Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Amazing author. Love the Incerto series, if anyone is interested. A lot of it translates to betting on sports, playing DFS, and just general investing.
Wow, Taleb. Reminds me of Talib, as in Talib Kweli. We got to get by this segment so we can get to some of our official picks. All right. Get by the way. I hope at least one person caught that play on words. Buckets, we're going to start with soccer. We got so much to cover, which is why we're getting right into our official picks. We got soccer. We got a lot of MLB picks. I've got a PGA pick to give out. And, of course, we've got UFC from Bounce Back Brasco. Buckets, you got two soccer picks for us today. What are they?
And just like Danny here, Sia, I need a bounce back. So I'm going to some of my favorite leagues. And I'm very grateful that this show is on April 5th, because if this show would have been on April 1st, a lot of you said that I was making up these team names for an April Fool's joke. But I promise you, these are actual teams. We are going to the Bolivian División Profesional in a matchup between the strongest football club taking on San Antonio Bulo Bulo. This is a Bolivian first flight matchup between two of the best offensive powerhouses in Bolivia. The strongest right now are a -550 on the money line. And this is a team that last time they played San Antonio, they lost 5-1. Strongest right now are just defensively broken. In six matches, they have scored 12 times while conceding 13, over two goals scored and two goals conceded per game. Meanwhile, San Antonio is a newly promoted side, but right now they have one of the best attacks in all of Bolivia. They scored 20 goals over four matches in their promotion series. Take both teams to score here at -125 in a game that could see three or four goals. Then for our second matchup, I'm taking us all to Liga MX, the Mexican top flight tonight. This game is at 11:10 p.m. Eastern, so you will not be able to watch this for a good while, but you've got time to put your tickets in. I'm looking at Club Tijuana de Caliente taking on Necaxa, and I'm taking Necaxa double chance. This means if Necaxa wins or if they draw, you cash your ticket, and this is priced at -110. Currently, Club Tijuana have not won yet this season. 0 wins, 8 draws, 5 losses, but they have not won. And something that you might want to sprinkle here, just a little baby sprinkle, is a correct score prediction of 1-1 or the draw. If you look at Club Necaxa's last 5 matches against this team head-to-head, 4 of the last 5, the last 4 have all ended 1-1. Meanwhile, Club Tijuana playing at home, they've drawn their last 5 home matches straight, and 4 of those 5 matches this season ended 1-1. Just a sprinkle there, but double chance at -110 for Necaxa is a blessing in this matchup.
Wow, absolutely love it. Very interesting that we've got a team name, San Antonio Bulo Bulo, given the tournament we've got, the Valero Texas Open. You'll see what I'm talking about with that transition, Buckets, in just 1 second. But by the way, if you want to make those bets that I'm about to give out, or the two bets that Bucks just gave out, BetMGM, that's a place to do it. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, I'm loving the chat right now. I see Bradley Jacobs, speaking of soccer, has some picks in there. If you missed them, scroll up and you'll see them. I know a lot of you like to put picks in the chat. We love to see it. Ray Garcia, I think you just put a pick in the chat for tomorrow from the Mexican League. Absolutely love that. All right, we got to get to a PGA pick. But before we do that, let's hear a break from our partners.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
We are back on the Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. I went 1-for-2 yesterday in my golf picks. The one I lost was actually really upsetting. It was on the heels of hitting the Akshay Bhatia 65-1, which I absolutely loved, but I really wanted to hit that Seabez 3-ball. We probably should have pushed it. Kind of a miracle by Callum Tarrant on the last hole to birdie a shot from the native area, stuck it to 8 feet, and actually hit the putt. Pretty crazy set of circumstances for him to actually win by one stroke. But we're going to try to bounce back with, instead of a 3-ball, we're going with a head-to-head. And I perfectly understand that this head-to-head head-to-head might not be at every book. If you have a head-to-head at your book that you want to send my way, let me know and I'll try to answer it, whether it's a lean or maybe a play that I would have made official. But my official play today, it's Harris English minus 115 over Adam Scott. Adam Scott's metrics earlier this season looked really impressive. It looked like he was really coming on, but he's really dipped since, I would say, the Phoenix Open. Over the last three tournaments, he hasn't been very good. Yesterday, he was okay. He wasn't a disaster by any means, but he just wasn't very good. Harris English had some problems too with the ball striking, but overall, he was a little bit better from a metric standpoint than Adam Scott. And when you look at what Harris English has done over the last few tournaments, he has really turned it on. About a year ago, 2 years ago, we still had injury concerns with Harris English, but he's really seemed to shaken that off. And Adam Scott's game has really flatlined, in my opinion. I like Harris English going into the Masters, by the way. I recommended on Twitter and on this show maybe a month, 6 weeks ago, 250 to one for Harris English at the Masters. It's probably worth a couple of bucks. I still believe that it's down to about 180 to one in most markets. But either way, in this tournament today for round two, I like Harris English. The wind is going to be up. Adam Scott's certainly used to all of that stuff, but Harris English's short game has been very good as well. I think he'll find more fairways. The ball striking will be a little bit better. I think the short game will be just as good as Adam Scott, if not a little bit better there. So give me the slight favorite, Harris English, minus 115 over Adam Scott. All right, that's my head-to-head pick. Believe me, I wanted to have a three ball. I wanted to have a couple picks today, but I thought the lines, the numbers, the juice was pretty tight. I didn't want to force a couple of picks here. But what's really interesting is there's a baseball pick later on in this show that I fully back. And if we didn't have golf today, I would have had this pick as well. But first, we got to stop at some fighting. We got to get to Bounce Back Brasco. We've got three UFC picks that Danny Brasco wants to tell you all about. And Danny, you finally have the floor.
Tia, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here today. I'm finally feeling back to my normal self. Last week, UFC event was pretty tough, man. So I came back here with three plus money plays, and I'm ready to sweep the board with them. So let's get right into things on this UFC fight night. By the way, load up next week for UFC 300, which is quite possibly the best UFC event the promotion has ever put on. So stack your chips up for that one. But we got three bets right here. And the first one is Cynthia Calvillo, plus 115. I was ready to bet her at plus 135. Looks like the line is on the move. So get it in now. Calvillo's on an ugly five-fight losing streak, but I'm ready to back here now with her back against the wall. She's moved down to strawweight, and her losses were against ranked opponents, and her last two were by close split decisions. She now takes on her most beatable opponent in a while in Piera Rodriguez, who has decent boxing, but beyond that, there aren't many layers to her game. This is MMA, mixed martial arts. You got to have more than that. And we're in the UFC apex, where the ring is actually smaller. The octagon has less space to run around, which means that you might tangle up. You might end up grappling. And if it does get into some grappling sequences, I give a big advantage to Calvillo. I like how she throws low kicks and just more volume. I see her outpointing Piera Rodriguez to a win. So give me Cynthia Calvillo some plus money. Another female fighter I like at plus money is Jermaine Durandamy. I was ready to bet her at plus 145, down to plus 115 as well. Now, people might be sketched by this. Durandamy is now 40 years old, and she's been off for 4 years, making her return now. But when she was fighting the elite of the division, championship level. And she comes back here to face Norma Dumont. Now, these fighters are at women's bantamweight, and both of them have messed around at bantamweight and featherweight, which are two sort of thinning divisions for the women's kind of bigger ladies there. Really, UFC seems like they don't quite know what to do with that division. Durandamy coming back is an interesting mix-up to that division. I like her skill set. Her kickboxing game is long and rangy. Her opponent, Norma Dumont, has only two losses. They both come to fighters with height and reach advantages on her that Durandamy will possess. So I think if she's keeping her at range with that kickboxing, Durandamy, who seems like she's in a great headspace for her return, I like her at plus money price tag here too to get back in that division and make some noise. And finally, I'm going to go with an absolute dog to close out my dogs. It's Chepe Mariscal. Now, in your sports books, he might come up as Jose Mariscal, but people know him by Chepe. Man, this guy has the warrior spirit within him. He trains out of Elevation Fight Team, which trains in Denver, Colorado, in altitude. His cardio is unlimited. He has a granite chin, and he takes on a pretty scary prospect in Morgan Charrier, French kickboxer who got a big knockout win in the UFC Paris card in his debut, but felt like kind of a layup. Now, I'm not looking past Charrier. I think he's a good fighter, but Chepe is dangerous wherever the fight goes. He has no quit in him. You got to knock him out clean to put him away, and I just don't see that happening. So I think if Chepe takes this into deep waters, he could get the win. Of Charrier's 9 losses in his career, 7 have come by decision. So the longer it goes, the more I favor Chepe. Give me Chepe Mariscal to close out my dogs of the week this week in UFC Fight Night. See ya.
Absolutely love it, Danny Brasco. And by the way, speaking of, maybe I hope I get this right. Is it Jermaine Durandamy?
That's right.
All right. So speaking of the ladies, we've got some women's Final Four picks, a prop and a side that we've got to give out. And I know it was Adam Frey, I think, that said, hey, we need some MLB. Well, good news. That's why Sniper is here. That's why Mike McClure is here. We have at least three MLB picks. And I see Big Cheesy and a bunch of others in the chat putting in their own MLB picks and props. So let's get to some women's Final Four. Let's get to some MLB. And let's get to a very quick message from our partners.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a couple of sports line picks before we get to some MLB, and we're going to the Women's Final Four. I absolutely love this. If you guys haven't dialed into the Women's Final Four, I don't know what you're doing. They're going to be featured again tonight, and just so everybody knows, if you're not watching, this isn't just the Caitlin Clark show. Every single one of these teams has superstar power, and it is a really fun watch. One of those, I think she's a superstar in some respects, even though we have the under on her. Mylaysia Fulwiley, she is a really good player. The way she distributes the ball, you got to watch. Behind the back passes, no looks. She is a really, really good player. She plays for South Carolina. We have her under in points, under 11.5. That's Fulwiley, under 11.5 points tonight against NC State. And then we've got Iowa. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, our next pick on Sportsline is Iowa -2.5. Of course, they play against UConn. These games are at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight. These are Sportsline picks. If you want to become a member of Sportsline, all you got to do is go to sportsline.com/join. Type in the promo code winners, but only type it in if you want 60% off our annual plan. If you don't want 60% off, you don't need to type in the promo code. But if you actually want the 60% off, type in winners. You get everything at Sportsline. And believe me, everything is way more than just the picks. And you know what I'm really happy about having way more of? The Sniper. Because Matt, it was what, 5 months before we got a chance to see you on the Early Edge? It felt like 5 months. It had to be somewhere close to that. Well, good news. Yeah. We've got you at least for the next 5 months because, I don't know, baseball season seems like it goes for infinity. You've got a couple of picks for us today. First of all, again, I got to say, I'm so excited to have you back on this show, but also, obviously, we're all excited to hear your picks.
Well, and I'm excited to get my money from Buckets for the showdown last week. That was ill-advised, but that's what he does. Anyway, we'll dive right in. I'm going to go with the Yankees in their home opener. There is juice on it. I saw it at minus 155. I've seen it at minus 160 some places, but I just don't think the Yankees are going to lose today. It's 6-1 road trip, and it wasn't just that they won six of their seven games. They went into Houston and won all four against a team that's been in the ALCS 7 years in a row. They went into Arizona, took 2 of 3 from the defending NL champions, who I think are a little bit better this year than they were last year. Just an unbelievable road trip for the Yankees. They showed such resilience. Three of their four wins in Houston were the come-from-behind variety. And until the last game in Arizona, Aaron Judge hadn't hit. Gleyber Torres hadn't hit. Anthony Rizzo hadn't hit. Alex Verdugo hadn't hit. Verdugo has kind of a flair for the dramatic. It's the home opener. He wants to make a good impression today. You might see a big Verdugo hit. I feel like Judge is ready to kind of bust out from his early season struggles. He obviously likes being at home. They're facing a lefty in Kikuchi from the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays were terrible on the road offensively. They hit 176 as a team. They scored two or fewer runs, five of their seven games. Marcus Stroman on the bump for the Yankees looked really good in his first outing. Last year, he was great until he got hurt. So I really like the Yankees just to win this game. No reason to get cute with any props. I think just take the Yankees to win it on the money line. Also, Ed in the chat earlier said happy Patrick Corbin Day. Indeed. We're going to play the Phillies over 2.5 runs in the first five. First five over 2.5. I have a feeling, Sia, was this the play that you said you liked?
You know what's funny? I got to be honest. I was so locked in on golf that I looked at a certain number of games. I didn't realize Patrick Corbin was going today. So okay. If I had, this would have been something very intriguing to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the Phillies have, as we know, a very high-powered offense that hasn't really hit too well yet. Good spot to bust out facing Patrick Corbin. Since the start of 2021, Patrick Corbin, 5.77 ERA. JT Realmuto, Alec Bohm, both have very good histories against Corbin if you like individual props. Bryson Schwarber, even though it's lefty-lefty, can't really hurt to go with them either. I did have some leans. Tarek Skubal of the Tigers, it's over 18.5 outs, which means you need him to get one out in the seventh instead of just getting through six innings. But he's against the A's. Tigers played a doubleheader yesterday before they traveled. Probably don't want to use a lot of bullpen there. I like Freddy Peralta over 7.5 strikeouts, but there's a lot of juice on it. It was like minus 170 last time I saw it. So those two are leans. I like them, don't love them, but we have my two official plays on the books.
Sniper, UF Larry is speculating that you moonlight as the manager of a lid store and that you're actually in the store right now doing the early edge from there. Can you confirm? What mall are you at?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm not going to let everybody in on it.
Fair enough. I think he's at the Tyson's Corner Mall in Virginia, folks. If you want to buy a lid, you can get the...
I mean, if we told everybody where I was, everybody would flock there and would flood the mall. We don't need that.
If you find him, you get the manager discount. Buckets, go ahead.
Did he sell Danny that hat he's wearing that's like eight sizes too small? Is that part of the shop?
Oh, is this? What? Oh, I usually just sleep in this. I didn't realize it was still on. This is my... this is used to have Dippin' Dots in it back in the day, but he's Sniper, I'm loving the pick. I'm loving the pick. It's a Sniper support hat.
Wow. All right. Sniper, maybe you could send Brasco a real hat if you could. It looks like you have a couple of extra there. By the way, if I can, Mike, I didn't see your face when Sniper said it's Patrick Corbin Day, but you had to be just elated inside. Because if I recall last year, you were all over Patrick Corbin Day. But today, you're on. This is the pick that I like. This is the pick that I was going to flirt with the first five. But when I looked at it, the first five, and I'll get to it, Mike, we'll get to what the pick is in a second. It was at like minus 140, minus 145. I kind of like the way you're playing it, Mike, because you're getting the juice is a little lower. Talk to us about your pick today.
Yeah, see, I'm back in the Baltimore Orioles here today. I played the minus 130. That's pretty much the best price point you can find in the market, mostly 135s across the board. But I make the Orioles 59% winners. That gives us an implied money line, minus 144. So play it up to basically minus 138, minus 140. But when I look at this matchup, it's exciting if you like young, strong starting pitchers. Both of these guys have cannons for an arm. They can throw 97, 98, 99 if they really want to. But when I look at this matchup here, I think that Jared Jones is just a little overvalued already. I think he's getting too much respect for the Pirates, whether it's that or their hot start so far. When I look at what he's doing, first of all, he put up 10 strikeouts in his first start, but that was on the road in Miami, an extremely good pitching environment against a very, very weak lineup overall. I have some major concerns in this matchup, mostly because he only throws two pitches. Not good when you're throwing two pitches only. That's really all he can throw. And one of them is a slider. If you're not able to locate the slider, you're over-reliant on that four-seam fastball. This four-seam fastball doesn't have a ton of vertical movement on it. I think it's one that this Orioles lineup is going to be able to sit on. I think Grayson Rodriguez on the other side, I think he's still a very, very talented pitcher who's not overvalued in the market here. So I like the Orioles on the money line, mostly betting against the 22-year-old Jared Jones here, who I don't think is quite ready for this level of competition. So we'll take the Orioles here on the money line.
Yeah, certainly might be getting the benefit of a little bump due to his first outing and all the strikeouts he piled up against a bad team. So I like this one. Sniper, you were kind of, it looked like you were nodding your head there. Is that an endorsement for the Orioles?
Absolutely. Totally agree with the play.
Absolutely. Okay, good. There was something in the chat I absolutely had to get to. Oh, yeah, it was Franklin Potts. He said, Sia, did you see the 18th hole of the Seabez matchup yesterday? Yeah, Franklin, you must have showed up late if you did hit the like button. But yeah, we talked about that on the front end. The way Callum Tarrant was able to birdie that last hole was like genuinely like shocking to me. We probably should have had a push there. Danny Brasco, go ahead.
I have a question for my baseball experts, Mike and Matt and Sia yourself too. Bucket's hat is outrageous, by the way. And also, quick callback, Sia, amazing Telequel Lee reference. But I wanted to know, relating back to your pick on the Yankees sniper, well, two seasons ago, I was fading Yusei Kikuchi just completely blindly with a lot of success. Fade machine. Last season, I had a lot less success doing that. He seemed to get really lucky. A lot of lineouts. What do you think? Off to a rocky start this year. What do you think about blind fading Kikuchi?
He got better last year, but I still – the Yankees have a lineup that can hit him. So go ahead, Mike.
I just think on like a regular basis, like game to game.
Oh, regular basis. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind fading him. I would definitely look to fade him against power lineups like this. I think he can get himself in trouble. But really the problem that I see is just the four-seam fastball is not great. And he has to throw it a lot. He's throwing it over 50% of the time. So if he's putting anyone on base, it's the only pitch he can really throw for a strike, and it's going to get hit hard. So not someone I'm looking to back often. The issue with fading him aggressively is, you know, teams like the Yankees tend to get overvalued, especially when they start hot. So you're typically going to pay inflated prices. So if you're looking to fade him consistently, it's probably going to be in some of those other matchups, not necessarily all the division matchups.
I was more in something last year, early in the year, that I had success with. And I guess the Braves, you could pick them against, play them against anybody. But early in the year, the Braves and Rangers were destroying lefties. So if you had a matchup like Kikuchi against one of those lineups, and Mike said power lineups, those are power lineups. But I had big success on Braves and Rangers versus lefties, no matter who it was, for example, early last year.
Yeah, first five Sia really benefited off the Rangers crushing lefties and righties at the beginning of the season last year. I want to know so far, too focused on golf to really pump out some first fives, but don't worry, you'll see a lot of those. And speaking of sniper working at lids, A-Mags, I'm sure everybody already saw this comment. He said, certainly don't send buckets a hat. That's advice to you, sniper. So good advice.
I don't know if they have any that big. They would all look like the one that Brasco was wearing.
Fair enough. A-Mags and Maestro still in the chat if you have any questions for them. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the picks. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Buckets, strongest, San Antonio, Bulo, both teams to score, minus 125. And did you pronounce that for me? Necaxa, double chance, minus 110. I think I got that right. Harris English, minus 115 over Adam Scott. Speaking of San Antonio, that's at TPC San Antonio, the Valero Texas Open round two matchup. That's later this afternoon. You still got some time to put that in. Orioles money line, minus 135 from Mike McClure and Danny Brasco. Cynthia Calvillo, money line, plus 115. Jermaine DeRandamy, money line, plus 115. And Mariscal, money line, plus 110. A lot of plus money plays from Danny Brasco. Matt, Sniper Snyder, Yankees money line minus 155, and Phillies first five team total over 2.5 at even money against Patrick Corbin. And the sports line plays women's final Ford, Iowa -2.5, and Full Wiley under 11.5 points -130. Wow, what a show. We packed the show with picks. We always try to pack the show with picks, but we don't force them, which is why I didn't give you multiple golf picks, for example. But love what we had today. Love the energy from the crowd. Love all the picks. Love A-Mags and Maestro being in the chat. I think that's probably the place to close the show. Sniper, you got to go to the post office, send some of these hats out to us so that we can feel like we fit in with you a little bit. I don't have any hats behind me. And Danny Brasco has an ill-fitting hat. Buckets has a ridiculous hat. And Mike McClure, do you wear hats, Mike?
Yeah, he wears a Cubs hat sometimes.
Occasionally, yeah. I've got several hats. I don't have any on display here behind me, but yes, we've got a lot of Cubs hats, as Snyder mentioned.
He rocks the Royals hat too. By the way, in the chat, my whole entire building just shook. There was a mini earthquake just now, and it looks like my New York people are also confirming that. I thought I was going crazy. I hope my girlfriend's okay in the living room. That was weird.
Wow. Okay. Well, everybody, be safe out there. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to dodge. Hopefully everybody has a safe and happy and positive Friday. Let's close it right there. On behalf of Buckets, on behalf of Sniper, on behalf of Danny Brasco and Mike McClure, this has been The Early Edge. A big thank you to Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and threes and fours as usual. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
On May 23rd, I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.